This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Touchdown, Giants!
You're listening to the best of the Giants.
And the Giants have won!
A weekly mix of WFAN Sports Radio 101.9's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
The full schedules come out yesterday because the Jets and the Giants aren't expected to do much. We didn't get a lot of their games out there early prior to last night because you don't have a lot of primetime games. You have the one international game for the Jets. So we learned last night all of the games, and Art Stapleton was on it with the Giants and how the season starts, and it's definitely as daunting as you could imagine. We knew with the opponents that it was going to be tough. It certainly is, but maybe early on in the season where these teams aren't really who they are yet, they can pick off one of them. Because remember, the Philadelphia Eagles early on last year were not that good. Now, they ended up becoming the best team in the league. They won all those games in a row. They were sloppy. They were weird. Things were strange. I think the Rams beat them early on in a weird game.
And then all of a sudden Saquon Barkley took off.
Exactly. So maybe you catch one of these teams early on in the season. But yeah, at Commanders, at Cowboys, home to Chiefs is a tough way to start. Then home to the Chargers. You got the Thursday night game hosting the Eagles. You got really nothing.
A lot of 1 o'clock games.
Yeah, so nothing to note outside of that.
So four of their first five games are at 1 o'clock Eastern time. One of those games, obviously the Kansas City games, that Monday night game. That's an 8:20 game. Then they got the Thursday night game, 8:15. Then they're at Denver, which is essentially, it's a 4:05 Eastern time, but it's really essentially a 1 o'clock game for the Giants. 1 o'clock. Yeah, a lot of 1 o'clock games, which is great. They got that late game on December 1st at 8:15 against New England.
That's a Thursday night, right?
And then their bye is
Monday night. It's a Monday night. I'm sorry.
Then they have their bye week 14 this year.
Yep. So you've got, right. So you got a Monday night game against New England, and then you got the bye in week 14.
Be interesting. They finished with two home games, three out of their last four at home. Washington, Minnesota, and Dallas is their last game. And then they're at Las Vegas week 17, which is what we thought.
Oh, which is what license plate guy told us.
Yes.
That's not what we thought. We got to give credit to LPG, man. He was the one who put it out there. That guy gets all these games. I think he gets embargoed, but he lets one or two leak to let everybody know he's in charge. My man, license plate guy. So with the Jets, take a look at what they've got going on. And they do open with the Pittsburgh Steelers at home.
That could be Aaron Rodgers' return if he decides to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Of course, and I think that they probably were thinking about that.
That'd be interesting.
Now, I mean, it is a 1 o'clock game, so it's not like it's a primetime situation where they'd want to feature that, but there's no doubt that there is something to that. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers were to
play for the Steelers, that they would have to play the Jets at some point during the season. But the fact that it's week one, you know, week one, Aaron Rodgers at MetLife Stadium tore his Achilles a couple of years ago. I mean, it is.
Hey, those first six games are no pieces of cake either, depending on what happens with Pittsburgh and their quarterback situation. But then you got Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Miami, Dallas, and Denver.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with the Jets and Giants is there's not a lot of teams on paper that they're worse than. So when you look at these schedules and you're just trying to figure things out, there's not a lot of games where you feel like they're going to be favored.
Well, they're playing the NFC South. So you got Carolina, New Orleans in there.
Yeah, you do.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and Tampa Bay. So it's not like that's a murderer's row down there in the NFC South.
Definitely not. And I don't think the Dolphins are going to be very good.
It's interesting. Looking at the Dolphin draft, I mean, they went almost exclusively defense.
Oh, they lost so many of their guys.
Yes.
I mean, it's tough. You know, they spent a lot of money on offense, and they had so many guys leave defect, Christian Wilkins being one of them, and then they had a ton of injuries. Van Ginkle ended up leaving in free agency. So you're going to build. You got to build through the draft. You
know? Kind of quiet around Tyreek Hill these days.
Is it?
Well, I mean, for the most part, normally, you know, there's a headline or two every couple weeks, but we haven't really heard much about it.
I feel like there was a headline a couple weeks ago. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, there was something with like a Tyreek Hill embroiled in tumultuous offseason. Yeah, there was something a couple weeks ago. But yeah, maybe.
Remember, if you remember prior to the draft, mm-hmm. There were some that were speculating about him possibly being traded. And you remember he was talking about retiring, and then he was talking about going into movies.
Yeah, I mean, he's Antonio Brown 2.0 at this point. That's where he's trending. So did you see, I'm just reading this now. So the teams do these wacky schedule release videos?
Oh, yeah. Then most of them did them through Minecraft.
Yes, the Indianapolis Colts.
They had to take it down.
Did you see why?
Yes.
Because they put the video of Tyreek Hill being detained in their schedule release when they showed the Dolphins game.
Yeah.
I mean, do they really have to take that down?
Well, didn't they?
Come on.
The Chargers did their schedule release, took a shot at the Giants.
Well, I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, but I mean, they had a Saquon Barkley jersey in the background when they were unveiling that they were playing, in New York.
All right.
I mean, yeah, it's just, everybody's taking shots at everybody, which I actually kind of love. Don't you like it?
Yeah, it's great. I think that's awesome. I mean, yeah, so it wasn't the actual video of him getting detained. It was the Minecraft Coast Guard that was going after a Tyreek Hill as a Minecraft dolphin is what it was. The Colts have Tyreek Hill getting arrested by the Coast Guard in their scheduled release video. And they had to take that down, which is funny. It's definitely funny. But yeah, so there's, I mean, they're like, you can't make much of what the Jets and the Giants have going on here, unfortunately, except the fact that, you know, for the last couple of years with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, we had to suffer through these horrible primetime games when they were completely irrelevant. And we don't have to do that this year as much.
The Jets, potentially, their first five quarterbacks that they'll be playing against will be Aaron Rodgers, potentially. Then you have Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Tua Tagovailoa, and then, of course, you have Dak Prescott, and then Bo Nix, and then Bryce Young, and then Joe Burrow.
All right.
And then maybe by that time, Shador Sanders is leading Cleveland to their new culture.
There's no way. There is no way that he plays
this year. That would be week 10 versus Cleveland at home. He could make his home, or he could make his debut versus the Giants in week 10.
Well, the reason why that could...
The Jets, I should say.
The reason why that could be a possibility is the fact that there's a bye week prior when you make quarterback changes. Sometimes that happens during a bye week, but I don't think he's going to start a game this year.
He's in the midst of fixing the culture out there right now.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
He really said that?
Yes. That he's ready to roll.
That he's fixing the culture?
Yeah, essentially he's ready to roll.
Come on.
Yeah.
He didn't say that.
He's very uber confident, man.
But how's he going to fix the culture out there?
Listen, Browns fans have been waiting for somebody like him.
I mean, it's a while ago, though. I mean, he said stuff like that.
No, this is like a few days ago.
I said, all right, I put in Shador Sanders fix
culture Browns into Google here.
All right.
Let's see. 3 days ago. All right. I got it now.
Okay.
I got it. Sanders landed with the Browns. He goes, it's been extremely well, I would say, of Browns fans embracing him. Really, I feel like the Browns fans, they just want something to hope for. They've been wanting that for so long. I'm here to change that.
Yeah.
I'm here to actually give what they want.
There you go. He's already, you know, he's outplayed Dylan Gabriel. He's already outplayed Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. He's done. It's over.
I'm here to work and win, Sanders said.
That's good.
That's what I want to be known for. The one that came and changed the franchise. Did you see that reporter? I don't know why he got in trouble for this, but I guess Dylan Gabriel does a press conference and then walks off, and then on the hot mic you hear him go, oh, I'm taller than that guy. And then the reporter was getting flack for that. I mean, so what?
He's probably taller than Drew Brees, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe he's taller than Tua Tagovailoa.
There also was a Browns reporter. I think probably the reason why this thing got more attention, which shouldn't have gotten a lot of attention at all, is there was a Browns reporter a number of years ago that called Baker Mayfield a midget. Remember that?
Yes.
And then that was a big problem. So the fact that there's another Browns reporter doing this whole height thing with a quarterback, it's probably one of those deals.
I'm just saying the Browns have stepped right back into it again. Yeah, they stepped into it. They had Baker Mayfield. He was the leader of the franchise. They win a playoff game at Pittsburgh without a head coach on the sideline because of COVID. And then, you know, they decide to move on. They go for Deshaun Watson. They basically bribe him to go there. And we all know what has happened with that and transpired with that. And here they are again.
Yeah.
Here they are again. Their backup quarterback is making more news than their starting backup. Quarterbacks.
Backup? I mean, how about their fourth string quarterback? He's their fourth string quarterback.
He's one of the backups somewhere.
But he's a fourth string guy.
Yeah, but Kevin Stefanski said, don't read into any of that.
What are you talking about? There's don't read into it.
Don't read into any of that.
Well, I mean, they brought in Flacco to start. They brought in Kenny Pickett. They're paying him backup money. And then they drafted a guy ahead of Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, and then they drafted Shador Sanders. That's fourth string.
The hope is to have Shador, you know, be the guy.
That's not for who? Whose hope is that?
It's
his hope.
Of course
it's not the Browns' hope. And by the way, they're spoon-feeding us the Chiefs again, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I understand why, but it's like, oof,
the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Well, the Cowboys I'm used to because it's been my entire life it's been the Cowboys, but like the Chiefs is just, you know, putting them on Christmas, sending them to Brazil, all the primetime Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that Thanksgiving game is going to be huge.
That's, yeah, the Cowboys-Chiefs Thanksgiving. Oof. Yeah.
I mean, I think that game in that spot last year did like 38 million viewers.
Yeah, game's got to be close for it to really break the records.
Everybody's got to be healthy. That's the thing.
Healthy.
Both quarterbacks got to be out there. Both teams have to have winning records. I mean, it's still going to get a huge rating no matter what, but it could be an explosive rating if both teams are good.
Yeah, this is the only time, the first time since because Christmas, these Christmas games for the NFL just really started, but that the Vikings will be on Christmas, but it's like after I was thinking about this, it's really not that much of a deterrent. Like Christmas morning with the girls is Christmas morning with the girls, and then you kind of sit around the rest of the day. You know, they play with the toys they get from Santa, and you kind of hang out. So, like, I'm not
it's the same thing as Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's just, well, yeah, I think there's fewer people. Like, we have more people come over for Thanksgiving than we do Christmas. So, like, at first I was like, oh man, I got to get stressed out on Christmas. As the Vikings are playing the Lions, I don't want to be stressed out on Christmas. Then I was like, it's whatever. It'd be good to kill some time. Usually we got to sit there and watch some sort of, you know, the Home Alone for the 75th time in the last 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, now I got something else to put on.
You know, the man with knowledge gave out a statement in regards to Pittsburgh versus the Jets opening week.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. He basically said that, look, if we knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to play for Pittsburgh, we'd put this game in primetime. We don't know that. That's why they're a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah. I mean, they made the matchup because it's interesting and people will pay more attention to it if Aaron Rodgers does play. But I mean, you can't take, especially with Aaron Rodgers, you can't assume he's going to be there, put Jets Steelers in primetime, and then get Justin Fields and Mason Rudolph. Can't do that. So he did the right thing. They made it week one, they made it interesting. if Aaron Rodgers is there, and if he's not there, it'll just fall into the abyss of week one games that mean nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, before we get back to your calls, and obviously a lot of Nick talk, let's get to the NFL schedules. Obviously, you kind of knew this was going to happen. The Giants schedule was going to leak out. The Jets schedule was going to leak out. Sean Morash, as the host of One Giant Step, the face of Giant fandom, your reaction and your biggest takeaway from this New York Giants schedule.
Why on earth do the Giants always have to have primetime games versus teams that have a million other primetime games versus worthy opponents? It's like the sixth year in a row. Week three, Giants are Sunday night versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And week six, home Thursday night versus the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the only thing. We knew they were going to have a tough schedule. They were picking third overall. Do you need to have this gauntlet to start the year with two primetime games just to have like the team be the butt of the joke again if they get completely annihilated by the two teams in the Super Bowl? Why are they playing in primetime versus the Super Bowl teams?
Well, I think that's what you hope doesn't happen. Because it's almost like, all right, they're scheduled the way it is. They're probably going to lose those games. But just don't be embarrassed. And honestly, I hate to say it, that could be a win. It could be viewed as a win.
Yeah, I also like the fact that their bye week is so late in December, and we'll get to this later, because that could lead to a nice landing spot to play Jackson Dart the rest of the year if things spiraled. But again, you have another scenario, Giants-Eagles. They're playing 2 out of 3 weeks in October there, which I think is also ridiculous. We're not even spacing out the times you're playing division opponents. So those are my kind of takeaways. Look, it's going to be a gauntlet. They could get off to an 0-3 start, and everybody's in panic mode at Washington, at Dallas, home Chiefs. Walking out of that first home game feeling like the season's over again.
Yeah,
I'm trusting the defense is not going to let that happen.
Sean, Antique, wouldn't it be a good, at least for me, I want to see them get off to an 0-3 start because that means Mr. Unlimited could go to the bench and we could get Jackson Dart in there. They get off to a good start, it's more Russell Wilson.
That's interesting. In some ways, you're kind of correct about that, and there's some people who are speculating, and I don't know what they're speculating comes from, the speculation comes from, because they're running around in underwear and just doing basic drills. But people are saying, hey, Jackson Dart could end up starting. He looks really good. I was like, why? Because he spins the ball in his hand before he throws it downfield? Like, what the hell are we talking about here? He hasn't seen anything advanced. He probably knows a fraction of the playbook at this point. So The speculation is there, obviously. But if they do have a really bad start, 0-4, 0-4, whatever it may be, 2-6, Jackson Dart's going to see time early. And I think, honestly, Giant fans will be okay with that.
Oh, definitely. And you're right about if this season spirals, it is going to be a rush to see Jackson Dart. But I don't believe in that kind of loser talk. And quite frankly, I'm very ashamed of you, Tommy. Because
why?
Because when a football season is going to begin, and not that it's beginning tomorrow, but we do have a schedule, so we have some clarity, I like to look at it and say, how do I make the playoffs? That's the way I operate. Even if my team isn't going to make the playoffs, even if we're not, it's football. You never know. So what I like about your schedule, and I heard Al Duke say this morning, and Al is, you know, one of the football czars around here.
No doubt.
His opinions are very smart, and this one was spot on.
Beautiful,
I agree with
football
him.
Mind, Al Dukes.
Al Dukes is right. Give me the good teams early, because the first month of the season is basically glorified preseason. And I have a better chance of knocking off the Chiefs early in the season than I do in November and December. So give me your best, give me the loaded, give me all of them, because if I'm going to beat them, I probably have a better chance to do it early than I do late.
Yeah, but, and I said this to Sean off the air a couple days ago, for me, and I've been very negative with the Giants, I haven't said it on the air yet, but I am buying so much into this rookie draft class. I'm so excited. And if they hit on Dart and Carter, think about that. If Carter's great and Dart is great, the Giants are going to be Super Bowl contenders for the next 10 or 15 years. I'm impatient. I want to get there. Yes. If they hit on a great pass rusher and a great but Teek, if you have a great pass rusher and a great quarterback, doesn't that put you to the front of the line and be a great team?
If you have some steps that you're skipping, obviously.
Conveniently,
but,
yes.
Right, but if Jackson Dart is great, it gives you an advantage. We won't know that, though. I don't think we're going to know that until 2026, right? That's not a 2025 thing. It's very rare, and I know we've been somewhat spoiled because of the last two seasons, with Jaden Daniels obviously down in Washington, C.J. Stroud in Houston, but that is so rare that someone as a rookie quarterback gets it that quickly and takes their team, wins, and goes to the postseason. It's hard to do. It really is. So we're not going to know this until 2026.
Do you agree that, look, we all knew the Giants were going to have a loaded schedule. The funny thing about the schedules leaking out is we all knew who the Jets and Giants were playing. We just didn't know when, right? That's the only thing we're learning, and start times and all that, prime time. Do you agree that if you're going to have a loaded schedule, give me the best teams early?
Yeah.
But, or do you actually disagree that I got it all backwards?
Well, the problem is, Evan, yes, we have those tough teams early, Washington, Dallas, in theory, Kansas City, and the Chargers coming in those first 4 weeks. But then you go look at the back end of the schedule, like week 10, or after week 10, so 11, 12, is our Green Bay and Detroit back-to-back. San Francisco's 2 weeks prior to that, those two games in week 9. It doesn't really ever get easy. And then you get Washington again to close it out. Washington, Minnesota, and the Cowboys are the last game of the season for them in the first week of January. So, I don't think this is about easy or not easy. I think it's about where are the Giants and where are they relative to the best teams in football. And we'll find that out early, and then we'll see if they evolve and develop into one of the better teams as the season goes on. That's coaching, by the way.
What can happen, just real quickly, they cannot start 0-4 in that gauntlet. So when I'm just looking at that early on, I think if they lose that opening game, that at Dallas game in week 2, and kind of everybody expecting a slight regression from the Cowboys, that is going to be one when we're sitting here that week on the fan where we circle and we're all revved up that the Giants got to find a way to win.
Hey, they got to win this game. I agree with you.
Now, about a week ago, we all made our predictions on who the Jets and Giants would open with.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a longish-term prediction, but now we have the results. I forgot what everybody said, but luckily, Sean, you've got the audio, correct?
Correct.
All right, so who do you want? Lead the way so we can find. Now, just for the record, the Giants are opening in Washington against the Commanders. The Jets are opening at home against the Steelers, which feels like a setup with Aaron Rodgers' return. And both of those games are 1 o'clock games, which absolutely sucks. And I'm not a fan of that. There's a lot of that this season, which is to be expected, but not a fan of it. So Jets and Giants will be competing with each other a lot with 1 o'clock start. So that, if you're just tuning in, is who the openers are against. The Giants in Washington against the Commanders. Sounds like a road trip. And the Jets at home against the Steelers. Sean, take us through our predictions.
Okay, we want to do Giants first and then go to the Jets? Is that what you want to
do? Yeah, why not?
Okay, so let's start with the Giants first. We'll give my prediction first. Here you go, Connor. I think the Giants are going to New England week one.
And when are they going to New England?
They are, ironically, Evan, week 13, Monday Night Football, so EEI will see you then.
That's right. All right, all next. Right.
All right, next, let's hear Tiki's Giants prediction.
I'm going to say Raiders.
Now, when are they playing the Raiders?
They are playing the Raiders the second to last week of the season between Christmas and New Year's. Good vacation week for Vegas, though.
Very good. So far, a horrible start. All right, well, who's next?
Next will be you, Evan.
Yes.
My week one prediction is we're going to get Giants-Cowboys.
Week that was close.
You came close. Week two.
That was close. I mean, that's a default answer because the Giants and the Cowboys have played a million times to open up seasons.
That's true.
Certainly I take an L, but a lot closer than Sean and Tiki.
And you know what? It feels like a positive Tommy week with all the Knicks stuff. Let's let him go last.
Giants, Commanders, Sunday Night Football.
Nailed it.
Not Sunday night.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, but it should be Sunday night. Why the heck are the Giants and Jets playing at the same time? Can you put that game in D.C.? It's Jaden Daniels, and as much as I don't want him starting, it's still Russell Wilson.
What is the week one Sunday nighter? Has that been announced yet?
Yeah, I have all the primetime games. It is Bills-Ravens Sunday night week one.
I mean, there you go. There's your answer.
Yeah, you can't.
That's a sexier game.
Right, you can't fight that one.
It is a sexier game, but I like when they mix it up a little bit. I'm not going to argue that that we have a sexier matchup, but Daniels, New York market, obviously a star quarterback there. The Giants on the rise a little bit here. I figured, why not put that Sunday night?
I just want to interrupt this real quick. I know you wanted me to buy the tickets before 4 o'clock. It is now 4:15. I'm going to hit confirm on the tickets.
Okay.
I think they're wonderful seats. They're upstairs. They're mid-court.
Hit me with the butt.
They're going to be in the middle of a section. I'm sorry, bro. Beggars can't be choosers right now. It's a decent price. It's a great view. I'll even show you the view, and you can describe it to the audience. Rosie, look at that view. Dead center.
Great view. What are we, buying an apartment in Jersey City?
That's a very good view, Tommy.
No, we're going to a basketball game, but it is going to be in the middle of the section. I'm just giving you a heads up. If you want, me and Rosie will surround you, and you'll be in the middle. But I'm going to hit next as soon as you say okay. If you say no, we're going to play this game for another hour. I'm just warning you.
It's all right. I'm just going to have to do what you do, and I'm going to have to go number one in a Poland Spring bottle.
All right, that's your problem.
Oh, jeez.
All right, it is confirmed. Should I announce our section?
No, you should not announce the section. That I would not do.
Can we get an eating loogie at halftime from TD Garden?
Oh, I'm not eating during the game.
I am, and I expect two hot dogs when I walk in, by the way.
I'm having a wet dinner.
All right. I do not want to protect this with insurance. I'm good to go buy it by myself. Yes, I'm sure. I have read the red agreement, and it is now
official. I had a very good seat for the game.
We are sitting upstairs at TD Bank Garden for under three. We got it under three, Rosie.
Good, because I'm only going to give you $10.
No, I'm not asking for any money now. All I want is dinner. That's all I'm asking for. Two hot dogs and a bottle of water.
Whoa. Dinner and a hot dog.
Two. Two hot dogs, mustard, and a bottle of water.
Two hot dogs?
Yeah. And you owe me dinner as well.
We'll get to you in a second.
Because you drove.
Absolutely, yes.
Paul and I have a friendship agreement. That's one.
Think about that. Rosie drove him. I bought the tickets. Like, dinner. And think about what my dinner is, Teak. Two hot dogs and a bottle of water. I'm not even asking for a beer.
Dude, your burps on the ride home are going to be awful. Two hot dogs and a bottle of water.
And now I'm going to have to sit next to him with the agita. Two hot dogs and what do you want, a water? That's still going to run me probably $40.
That's not running you $40.
No, of course it is.
Each dog is going to be $9, and the water will be $7. So that'll be $25.
All right, but you got to throw a little tip. So let's round up to 30.
What's wrong with him?
And I need a ride, so Rosenberg's got to be Bobby Bacala. I'm Uncle June. How am I getting up here? I don't own a car.
So as soon as I buy these very expensive tickets, his reaction is to fight buying me hot dogs and water.
Yes, of course I am. And plus, when am I going to go to buy them? I'm going to lose game action. I'm not going to see the game. And again, I'm going to get heckled.
Here's what I think you should do. And I think, Tiki, you're the boss, so you tell me if you're good with this. I think we should allow Tommy to leave the program just slightly earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Get a head start,
okay,
so that you have time to get me the two hot dogs and the water, and by the time I get there, which God knows what time that'll be, it'll be ready for me. And I don't mind if the hot dog is cold. I don't care. That's fine.
That's fine. What do you want on it? Mustard, ketchup?
Mustard, please. Mustard, yes.
Do we need
mustard?
To get this approved? This leaving the show early thing?
The loogie part, you get to approve. If you're okay with it.
Yeah, loogie, you're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, let's welcome in the voice of the Giants, Bob Papa, who's working a golf tournament in Birmingham. Right, Bob? Is that where you're at?
We are here in Birmingham, Alabama, for the first major of the year for the PGA Tour Champions and the region's tradition. So, yeah, it's pretty excited to be here. We had an unbelievable day yesterday because they had the Pro-Am. You had Bo Jackson, Charles Barkley, Hugh Freeze, Nick Saban, Kellen DeBoer, Kirby Smart, you name them, they were all here. Greg McElroy, Daryl Moose Johnson.
Why no Howard Cross? Come on. Howard loves Alabama.
Yeah, he loves golf, but I'm not sure he's a big enough name to play in this bad
boy. It's funny, Bob. I was wondering why Barkley wasn't on Inside the NBA 2 nights ago. Now I know why.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He never misses this event. I mean, they had 10,000 people on property yesterday, and it was absolutely insane. And, you know, it's a PGA Tour Champions event on the week of a major championship on the regular tour, but this thing it's insane here in Birmingham. And, you know, we're off to a really good start because we got tremendous leaders on top of the leaderboard. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're enjoying our time here in Birmingham.
Our interview with Bob Papa is brought to you by Sloman's. The difference is human. All right, Bob, you saw the schedule like the rest of us coming out on Wednesday night. Your thoughts on what you saw and what kind of jumped out at you?
Oh, my God, the Giants have to play 2 road games against the Commanders and Cowboys to start the year. Oh, they're going to be 0-2, and then they got the Chiefs. They're going to be 0-3, and they're going to be 0-4 when they play the Chargers. Shut up. Listen, the Giants were a Malik Nabers drop pass and an injured kicker away from beating the Commanders last year. And do we know what kind of head coach Brian Schottenheimer is going to be? Do we know what the Cowboys are going to be? Are the Cowboys that much better than the Giants? I don't know. They might be, but they may not be.
New coordinators, too, right?
New coordinators, Matt Eberflus. I know he's a good DC, but whatever. Listen, it is what it is. We can all worry about it right now. And for all those Giant fans that keep adding me on X about how could a team that had 3 wins last year have the hardest schedule in the NFL? Dude, go to Giants.com I can tell you what the Giants' schedule. They can tell you what the Giants' schedule is going to be in 2030. It's a rotation. Okay, it's a rotation. It just so happens to be your strength of schedule is really difficult because the Commanders made the playoffs. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, and they had an unbelievable record. You're playing the North, which had two 14-win teams last year.
Yep.
And you're playing the AFC West that had playoff teams last year.
Three of them.
So, yeah. Relax. It's based off last year. It has nothing to do with what's going to happen this year. So you take them as they come, and you knock them down, and you see what you see, and you have no idea what the injury levels are going to be of teams and who's going to get hurt and whatever. So, yeah, it looks hard on paper, but, you know, there's a reason why every season we spend most of December talking about the teams that made the playoffs last year that won't and the new teams that make the playoffs every year in the NFL. So take it for what it is. It is what it is, but I wouldn't worry about it too much in May.
Bob, the one thing that a lot of coaches do worry about is where they're going to get their bye. And the Giants wind up with a bye in week 14 this season.
It's horrible.
For me, that's a little late, to be honest. I kind of like it to be like week 10 if I could get it and had my druthers. Your thoughts on the 14?
That's terrible. I was talking to John Mara two nights ago at the Boys Hope, Girls Hope of New York, event New York City, the Vision of Hope, and the bye is coming way too late. I mean, no one wants a bye where their bye is. I mean, you have four games left in the season before you have your bye. It's not ideal. There's nobody in the world that would sign up for that. But
it's too late to make adjustments at that point. You know, it's really late.
No, it is what it is. But if you're a Giants fan, I don't know what this season is going to bring. But I think if you're any Giant fan at this point in time, with four games to go in the season, right, so that means you've played 13 games of your 17 games. If you're 6-7 through 13 games and you have a bye and you have four games left to play and you have a chance at that point in time to insert yourself in a wild card race, whether you make it or not, I think any Giants fan would sign up for that.
No, absolutely.
I think if the Giants go into their bye, a game below 500, a game above 500, and you say, okay, we're going to roll the dice now and see how these last four games turn out, which are not the worst four games you could possibly have.
Three home games.
Down the stretch. Yeah, three of the four are home games, and say, hey, if you win three of these, you're going to make the playoffs at 9-8. If you win all four, you're going to definitely make the playoffs. I think any Giant fan would sign up for that. I think, John, you and I have talked about this off the record. I think the Giant organization is just hoping that when you go Christmas shopping and you're planning to go to holiday parties, that you're at a Saturday night holiday party, and you're excited for the game the next day, saying that, man, if we can win this one, it'll give us one step closer to maybe making the playoffs. That's all you want. You just don't want to be eliminated before you go trick-or-treating. And you don't want to be eliminated before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you want to be sitting there with your turkey leg in your hand talking about how the Giants can make the playoffs. That's what you want.
Yeah, and guessing about how they can. And if you get to that bye and you get to those last four games, and however it shakes out, you win two of the four, but maybe it's not good enough to get in. At least every Giant fan on the planet will feel like, okay, we're trending in the right direction, and here's the one or two areas that have to be tightened up via free agency and the next draft to elevate us to become like a force in the division and start challenging in the division. Everybody will sign up for that.
All right, Bob.
Everybody will sign up for that.
No question. Put your play-by-play man headset on. You could take all of the circumstances into consideration here. Selfishness, whatever you want to look at in terms of what's good for you, anything. What game are you most looking forward to calling? Bob Papa, Giants play-by-play guy, looking at the schedule.
Well, it's the home opener.
Okay.
And you got the Kansas City Chiefs, and you got Spags coming in, and boom, here we go. Like, you know, like everyone's like, oh, the Giants will be 0-2. Like, how do you know?
No, nobody knows.
How do you know? Like, is Dallas that much better than you based on what? I mean, yes, they have owned the Giants, and they have owned the Giants in Dallas. And Washington will be tough. Okay, I got all that. But it's not like it's completely out of your reach, because I think the Giants are a way better football team now than the team that left the field in the final game of the regular season last year. But look, you got Spags coming back. You got Mahomes. You got Sunday night primetime game. It's going to be awesome. Then you have that Eagles twice in 3 weeks. I mean, that's going to be intriguing, right? But who knows? I mean, who knows with Philadelphia? I'm not saying that they're not the class of the division, but let's take our chances with all that. You know, I'm looking forward to it, man. I want to see the Giants play the Chargers. I want to see what that looks like. I don't know. I look at the schedule as an opportunity. I don't look at it as a negative.
No, yeah, yeah. How about this, Bob? Let me follow up this way. Of all the road games, you know, we've been to all these stadiums at this point. We've been in every one of these booths. I don't travel every week anymore. The game I'd be excited about is going to Denver, just because we only get to go there once every 8 years. We were recently in Vegas. We've been there before. I'd be pumped about going to Denver. You know, it's just a stadium you don't get to see a lot. It's a really good atmosphere. It's a good place to call a game. They got a good team, Sean Payton. That's a game that I think, just travel-wise and doing a game in a fun place like that at 4 o'clock in Denver, that should be a pretty fun atmosphere.
Yeah, that should be. Look, I'm looking forward to that. Sean Payton, you know, Bo Nix, they got a good team. Dots, you know what? Here's how I know that there's people in the media that follow what you say and what we say.
Okay.
Paulie Dots and I were sitting in the Giants cafeteria the day before the schedule came out.
Yes, we were.
He was doing BBK Live, and he goes, all right, what do you think, Bob? What do you think? Gut feeling. I said, I believe the Giants are going to open up the season on the road at Denver against the Broncos on Monday night. Mm-hmm. He's like, really? He goes, why? I said, well, think about it. Sean Payton has ties to the Giants. They're coming off a playoff year. You got Bo Nix, and then you have Russell Wilson, the former quarterback of the Broncos, who projected to be the starter for the Giants. He said that would be a sexy Monday night matchup. Paul's like, can I use that on BBK? So, Paul, I'm assuming you threw that out there on BBK.
I sure did. Well, I concurred with your logic. It made a lot of sense to me.
Well, by the way, how many writers picked up on saying, sources I'm hearing the Giants are going to open up at Denver?
That's
indeed
funny.
A bunch of them did.
There's a lot of them. So that means they were watching BBK, and they were listening. And you and I were just kind of spitballing it.
I know.
Like, and I also said I would not be shocked if the Giants play the Patriots on Thursday Night Football early in the season. I thought like week three, week four, get the Giants in primetime, Giants, Patriots, the Super Bowls, the whole thing, Drake May, year two. Now, we are getting them on Thursday night, but it's later in the year. I really thought that'd be earlier in the year. I was wrong.
It is a Monday game, Bob.
Close enough. Monday, Thursday, same deal.
But it's a primetime game.
Correct. Yes, right? Yes, it is.
I thought it would be an early season Thursday night game because we don't know what the Patriots are going to do and we don't know what the Giants season arc would look like. And I thought Amazon Prime would want a New York game early. So I was wrong on that one. But it's amazing how many of the people that cover the Giants listened to Paul Dottino on BBK and started connecting dots and suddenly reporting, hearing Giants Broncos week one.
And well, that was not only was it spitballing, Bob, between you and I, when we were throwing it out there on the show, we were just talking about things we'd like to see. We weren't even telling people that we have a gut feeling or that, you know, we've got some crumbs that indicate this could be happening.
No, that was just my gut.
Right, exactly.
That was just my gut.
That's all it was.
My gut feeling was that I thought there'd be two Monday night games to start the season. I thought the Giants and Broncos would be a perfect fit for the second Monday night game.
Makes sense.
They're all closet fans in that press
room. I was wrong.
That's all it comes down to. They're closet fans.
I was wrong. I was wrong. Hey, look. You know, like, look at the Saints game later in the year, right? I mean, so going to New Orleans has been a, Paul, you've lived it. Schmelk, you were producing most of these broadcasts on site. Going to New Orleans has been an absolute disaster for the Giants.
Night before is fun. The games have not been very fun, though.
Correct, but you look at this Saints team, and you look at their quarterback room right now. You can't wait to get to New Orleans to play the Saints. Because Drew Brees ain't walking through that door.
No, that is true. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, I'm intrigued by it. I'm fascinated by it. I can't wait for it to start. I can't wait for the week one game in Washington against the Commanders. They're a good team. And Jaden Daniels is a good player, and he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, but, like, I'll take my chances against Washington. Let's go. Let's bring it.
Bob, in our second hour, we're going to focus a lot on the rookie class. You have 60 seconds. Just give me your feel seeing the Giants rookies in the building for the first time, putting the helmets and uniform on.
Oh, you guys can co-sign this. I mean, we've been around for a while, and it's been a long time since they were – a rookie class has energized the building. I think you got to go back to Saquon. I know there's a lot of Giant fans that are Saquon haters as far as why they took him where they did, and probably was a mistake to take him when they took him. But Saquon brought energy. Odell brought energy. And this rookie class has changed the dynamic in that building. It's Carter, it's a quarterback, it's what they drafted in the third round, it's what they got in the fourth round. This is the first time in a long time that the draft class has energized the building, from the people that sell sweets to marketing to everything in between. And I think it's really cool what they've done with the draft, and it really feels like for once the draft fell their way.
Yep.
And we all know about the Kadarius Toney draft and other drafts where the drafts have gone sideways for the Giants or didn't fall the right way. It feels like it fell in their direction. And I'm bringing this perspective from people that I've talked with that do not work for the Giants, that work for other teams, because I do a show on Sirius. So I speak to people around the league. And unanimously, there's a lot of people that work in the front office of other teams around the NFL that are like, damn, that draft fell perfectly for the Giants.
Yeah, a lot of times it takes some luck. Bob, enjoy the tournament, my friend. Good talking to you as always. Stay safe. We'll see you up here in a couple weeks.
See you soon.
All right, Paulie Dott, next time we talk in the cafeteria, we're going to send those beat writers in the wrong direction again.
I love it.
Voice of the Giants, Bob Papa, coming to us from Birmingham, Alabama, joining us on the Giants schedule release special. That interview with Bob was brought to you by Sloman's The Difference is Human. All right. It's time for our roundtable discussion brought to you by Sloman's The Difference is Human. Paul, I got three fact or fiction questions for you here. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, and next hour we're going to do a lot of rookie minicamp, so stay tuned for that as well and more of your calls. Paul, fact or fiction, the toughest four-game stretch in the Giants' schedule is the first four games of the schedule. Fact or the fiction?
I've got to go fact here. You're talking about three playoff teams from last year with the Commanders, the Chiefs, and the Chargers. And the Cowboys, well, let's face it, even if you want to talk about them being a sub-500 team, we know they had a lot of injuries. They've got more talent than that. And, oh, by the way, over the past decade, John, they've pretty much owned the Giants in the rivalry. So for those reasons, yeah, I'd have to go there. I will say you could make a somewhat good case, if you wanted to, for the Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, and 49ers.
That's where I'm going.
Four-game stretch.
That's where I'm going. And look, I understand that two of those four games are at home, same in your row.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 49ers are going to be a lot better this year, so mm-hmm. I think that's a really tough game. I think they're probably going to be better than both the Commanders and the Cowboys, to be honest with you. And we know how good the Eagles are, and the Broncos, we'll see about Bo Nix, if he can continue the success at the end of his rookie year, but he's got a great situation around him with an offensive line and wide receiver. So that, to me, is the toughest four-game stretch. You could make the argument, too, for Packers, Lions, Bears, the problem, and then 49ers. That's another one, but you just don't know what the Bears are going to be.
No.
So I think that's why I could not include that particular stretch. All right, statement number two, Paul. The best game, if you're a fan, to attend MetLife Stadium to see this year is Week 3, the home opener against the Chiefs.
I'll go back to what Bob Papa just said about the game he wants to really call this season, and that is the home opener against Kansas City. It's Patrick Mahomes. You and I talked about this during the week. The Chiefs will not be back here unless there's some kind of scheduling situation where they finish in the same slot as the Giants. You know, we know about those three games that are always the question mark on the schedule outside of the rotation. We may not see Patrick Mahomes in this building for another 8 years.
Or you might never see him in this building again at all.
And we won't see Kelce in this building again.
A lot, correct. Or maybe Chris Jones.
So
again, I'm with you. Just the fact that you might never see Patrick Mahomes here again. You know, Paul's going to be lined up at the tunnel to wait for Taylor Swift to walk into the building. He's very excited about that. So it'll
If you believe that, folks, I'll sell you a bridge in Brooklyn.
Hey, you were just breaking Shakira down 45 minutes ago, so I'm not going to put anything past you, Tino. But look, that has to be it for me. If you want to go to a game, it's MetLife Stadium. It's early. If you win one of those first two games, there's just great energy in the building.
Oh,
you're feeling
sure.
Great about yourself.
For sure.
I know primetime games can be tough. It's late. It's a little bit difficult with that. I understand. Don't care. You get to see Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, two future Hall of Famers in person. And frankly, Chris Jones is going to be a Hall of Famer too, let's be honest.
And quickly.
And Andy Reid's going to be a Hall of Famer too.
Yeah.
Go see it.
Really good news, though, because if the Giants don't have a great season and this game was later on in November or December, you probably have a lot of people giving up their tickets,
and you also,
believe it or not.
And you also have good weather. You're going to have good weather in September, too.
So
which is
that's
going to
be a very, very packed Giants crowd.
And by the way, if you want tickets, guys, go to Giants.com/tickets. Single game tickets, season tickets. Become a season ticket member. Giants.com/tickets to find tickets to any of the Giants home games this year. Go check that out. Final statement, Paul, before
yes.
We got a break here. Very quick. Give me 15 seconds. The NFC North is a tougher matchup than the AFC West.
I'm not buying that. I'm going AFC West. And part of the reason is, as you know,
we're going to agree again.
I'm sorry. Sometimes we do.
But you know we're going to be wrong about all of these now because we both agreed on them.
That's the way it tumbles.
And here's why I have more faith. And I think the Bears are going to be pretty good this year, but I like Pete Carroll with Geno Smith in Vegas. I give them a little bit of an advantage over Ben Johnson and the Bears just because I think he's going to be a good coach. It's just his first year.
Yeah,
and you don't know what Caleb Williams is quite yet. You know Geno's pretty good. So that's why I'm giving the Raiders the edge over them. And then you have the Chiefs.
The quarterbacks.
And then J.J. McCarthy, you know he's going to be either.
Exactly.
So I'm with you.
The quarterbacks is the difference for me.
All right, that roundtable segment was brought to you by Slomans. The difference is human. All right, that's our first hour here on the Giants Schedule Early Special presented by United, official airline of the Giants. Rookie Minicamp Talk coming up next in hour number two. Stick with us.
We do have our first official, and this is something that was out there and rumored and yada, yada, yada. Our first official Jets game that has been out there as the NFL has released all the international games. So if you're planning on going to London to see the Jets, last year everything changed when the Jets went to London. Remember that?
There are a few reasons for that game ended up in Rob Saleh's firing, yes?
Yeah. So they will be playing the Denver Broncos on Sunday, October 12th at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Broncos and Jets. And also, one interesting tidbit here for my football team. For the first time in the history of the NFL, since they've been doing international games, a football team will be playing back-to-back international games.
Now, 7 international games this year, the most ever in the history of the NFL, and your Vikings are a part of 2 of them.
In back-to-back weeks. So they're playing the Steelers in Dublin on Sunday, September 28th, and then they go to London to play the Browns the next week. And I don't believe that they're going to come home in between.
No.
I think that they stay out there the entire time. So Dublin against the Steelers, and then the Browns in London the week after that. The other international games, we don't know who the Chargers are playing in Sao Paulo just yet, but that's going to be announced tomorrow. You have Sunday, October 19th, the Rams and the Jaguars out in London.
I wonder if they're going to send Patrick Mahomes down there.
To Brazil?
Brazil.
That's a rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the rumor. You also have the Falcons and the Colts in Berlin.
Oof.
No thank you. And in Madrid, you've got the Commanders and the Dolphins.
That'd be interesting.
Could be. could be in Madrid. So there you go. It's more drips and drabs of the NFL schedule leak out over the next couple of days. And Wednesday night, we'll have the entire Jets and Giants schedule. We can chew on at some point on Thursday, which is mostly going to be talking about Knicks game 5.
Exactly. Yeah. I do think that the Jets do have the Steelers on their schedule. And by the way, the 49ers have the easiest strength of schedule. I think the Jets are either fifth or sixth on that list.
Okay.
And I think if Justin Fields has a chance to go against his former team, the Steelers, I'm trying to think if that game, I think that game's in Pittsburgh, I believe.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've looked more at the Giants opponents and I've looked at the Jets opponents at this point.
Yes.
Let's go to Bob and Comac. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, all right, Bobby. What's happening, brother?
Listen, Gio, I'm on your bandwagon. You know, as a fan, you know, definitely looking very positive and forward, especially after last year. All we talked about was injuries. And I just want to leave you with this little tidbit. If we play Indiana, we do have home court advantage. Mm-hmm. And if Denver beats Thunder, we have home court advantage for the finals. So things are lining up right. I'm not touching the money, Boomer. I'm just looking at facts going forward. But if there was ever a season with injuries and schedule and things like that where things are lined up for us to get to the promised land, I think this is the season.
As we sit here this morning, I would agree with you.
That it feels that way.
As I sit here this morning, because of last night's victory, and how significant it was, even with Jason Tatum on the court. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, as Jerry brought up, the chance that, if let's just have some fun while we're doing it, the chance that the Knicks could play the Timberwolves in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I can't even believe we're talking about that or even bringing that up right now.
Well, bringing it up because you got a 3-1 lead with the Knicks in their series and a 3-1 lead with the Timberwolves in their series. And the two teams had a massive trade in the offseason and were as close as we've ever been to something like that. That would be just nuts.
Please just focus in on game 5, please.
I mean, I got all day to think about this. Please. I can't just be thinking about game 5. I mean, if I was a coach, I would. But and for me, I got all day. Let's go to Glenn in Park Slope. What's going on, Glenn?
Go, Nick! Go, Nick!
Yeah,
good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Glenn. What's happening?
I don't want to jump on that superstitious bandwagon, but the whole Fat Joe thing is strange because I went to last year's playoffs, game 5, and the Sixers, and he had a car. His car, they gave him a spot outside the garden. They gave like some of these celebrities like spots for their cars and their drivers. And, you know, we were winning that game, and then they put his face, you know, they go around Jumbotron, and his face came on, and that was like halftime. But that game, Maxey hit that crazy 3-pointer that sent the game into OT, and the Knicks lost that game in OT and had to go and finish it off in Philly. So I hate to say this, but yeah, I don't believe it, but I don't know. He's got bad mojo. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of those things. Listen, Glenn, I'm with you. I'm not a big fan of mystical things either, but when it stacks up this much, whether you believe it or not, just keep him away. You know, just keep him away. There's no point of him being there.
I have to say, if Fat Joe is anything like me and you recognize like self-awareness and you have an understanding of what goes on when you're around, you can't try to keep yourself out of things. So I went to 2 Ranger games this year, kind of early in the season, you know, and I was looking forward to going to about 20, 25 games like I normally would.
Yeah.
And the 2 games I went to, one was Buffalo at home, and I think we lost either 6 or 7-1. I left in the middle of the second period. I was so disgusted.
That's right. I remember this.
And then I went to the Rangers versus Kings, right. And I think the Kings won 5-0. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to another game. I can't. Wow. I can't do this. I can't sit here and watch this dreck on the ice. And I felt like I had, it was me.
You had something to do with it?
I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Yeah, I
was supposed to take my rash to a game. I'll take him to a game next year.
Oh, okay.
But I never really got around to it just simply because the 2 games I went to, they were so pathetic and so out of sorts that I just didn't want to go back into that building again and be a part of that. So I hope.
See, did he understand that, Morash? Did he understand that?
I never really got into it with him. I just told him, I said, I'll get you to a game. I owe you a game. You did your thing. You
got donuts shot at you, the whole thing.
He got, you know, as a part of the tap room.
Yeah, but this was all prior to that.
I know this was
all the donut thing.
But I feel like I'm closer to him now.
Do you?
Yeah, just because we did this whole bike thing together, and I was so proud of him.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like a proud papa when I see the young kids around here grow up. In front of my eyes.
He's not that young.
You can't just go around, you know, life being fat and stupid. I mean, you're a father.
Yeah, sure.
And that kid's growing up?
I don't know about that. I don't know if he's growing up. He did a nice thing.
I mean, we saw Pat Boyle. Pat Boyle's growing up right before our eyes.
Another one, I'm not so sure, with the tank tops and the shorts and the whole thing, and he was donating sperm himself. I mean,
well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing for those people that are trying to have families. Yes, indeed.
If you want to have a kid like Pat Boyle.
Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah. And you should. I mean, Pat Boyle, athletic build, drive, seems intelligent enough.
Take a look at him and, you know, the next generation of talent around here, the Tommy Lugauers of the world.
Yeah, those guys are older now, though. Like, they're older.
That's what I'm saying. I've watched them grow up. They're kind of like you.
Yeah.
I've watched you grow up.
I mean, like, Evan's a year younger than me, believe it or not.
Which is amazing.
He's been doing shows since, like, 1998.
Yeah.
The NFL releases the full schedule tonight. You guys had the whole thing with the Giants home opener against the Chiefs, according to Art.
Yes. Home opener against the Chiefs, yes.
Week 3, Monday Night Football.
Right, and then also Week 1 at Washington, Week 2 at Dallas.
They'll win that Week 1 game.
Against the Commanders.
They always play, even last year. I know they lost both times to them, but they give that
team
fits.
Those games are always tight.
And they should have won the first game, and they blew it. Watch them get out to a good start. I will tell you, one guy who loves, loves, loves what they did in the draft with Abdul Carter is Sean Merriman, who was on NFL Network either this morning or yesterday.
When they drafted Abdul Carter, I knew that the mentality there was to go defense first. Let's get the best guy off of the board. Also, I believe that Abdul Carter is going to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. He has that type of mentality now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not number 56 talent, but, you know, I think he will be the Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Likes what they're doing, how they're assembling all this defensive talent, and that Carter is the real deal. So if they get that right, that's pretty damn good. Then you've got this whole thing going on in Cincinnati with Trey Hendrickson,
yes,
which was taken up to another level yesterday. I actually just saw this. He met with the media. I guess he released a statement the day before. I'm not sure. But he met with the media yesterday and was asked a very pointed question about his future.
Do you want to be a Cincinnati Bengal?
Wow, that's a tough question, too, because you try not to let the business become personal. I think over the last week or so, it's become personal, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then he would go on to talk about the situation. And this is a little bit long, but you'll see why at the end.
When there's a lack of communication in any relationship, if it's business or a personal relationship, lack of communication leads to animosity. And that leaves my narrative only to me with no clear direction. So the lack of direction, the lack of communication is leading to things that are allowing me to think about what's going to happen more than how great they have treated me.
You know, he's a great guy, by the way, and he is a big part of the Bengals defense. And, you know, he led the league in sacks last year. You know, nobody thinks about him as the sack leader, you know, because his name's not Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett. But he has been a stalwart on that Bengal defense, which hasn't been that great over the last couple of years, I know. And this year he's scheduled to make $18.6 million in the final year of his of this particular contract, and he will be 32 starting next year. So the Bengals, they don't want to hand out a big contract to somebody who's going to be 32 years old playing this position. That's basically what it comes down to.
Especially when they've got, you know, Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase.
And T. Higgins. And Orlando Brown.
Oh,
and a lot of money
paying,
that they spent on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I know he's frustrated.
He's frustrated.
Yeah, because the Bengals will come to a young player and they'll try to re-up a young player early and try to buy out some of those years. But when they get to this point for this player playing this position, they're just not going to back up the Brinks truck for him. He's got no choice but to play.
He also made a comment, which I don't have, but I did read that, you know, if I only had 4 sacks last year, I'd probably be having to take a pay cut.
Exactly. That's his argument, and it's a very good argument. But he has a contract for $18.6 million, so I don't know what to tell you. He's got to hold out, and if you hold out, they can fine him.
And I will tell you in closing here, the PGA Championship takes place at Quail Hollow near Charlotte, maybe even in Charlotte. Hunter Mahan, did you see this comment?
It's awesome. Yeah.
Describe the course this way, quote, Quail Hollow is like a Kardashian. It's very modern, beautiful, and well-kept, but it lacks a soul or character.
Yeah, so I thought that was apropos. I mean, I don't know Quail Hollow, but I feel like I know Quail Hollow after that quote.
Well, they just came off of this Philadelphia Cricket Club, which is built like in the 1890s.
Yeah.
So that's the soul and the character of a course compared to this thing that's relatively new.
Thing. Yes. I've never been there. I don't know, but yeah, that's
bombs
how he
away,
sees it.
Man. This is a big course. It's very long.
And the Stars beat the Jets 3-1, go up 3-1 there.
I have a friend I play golf with. He's got a Kardashian line, but it's not that. I probably shouldn't say it, but like if you miss a putt, he goes, that's the Kardashian. There's a reason why, but if I said it, that probably wouldn't be good.
Yeah,
I'll tell you off the air. Tell you off the air, right? But think about it. Everybody out there can think about it. If you miss a putt or miss a bunch of putts, it's the Kardashian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.